proposed hydropower project in Haynes could improve public access to Walker Lake. And the Haynesboro Code Review Commission examines the town's rules about dogs. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A hydropower project in the Haynesboro is making progress in permitting and land use. Southern Energy Incorporated is hoping to construct two dams at the southeast end of Walker Lake to provide energy throughout the Chilkat Valley. The project may also increase access to the Walker Lake area, but it is unclear to what extent. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources has authorized an easement for a proposed hydroelectric dam project on state land near Haynes. The easement, requested by Southern Energy Incorporated, would allow the company to construct and maintain an access road, a water diversion pipe, and a buried electrical transmission line at Walker Lake. Recently, the easement period increased, granting the hydro project 20 more years to make use of the state land. But the acreage of the easement was reduced by two-thirds due to changes in the company's development plans. Questions remain about how recreation use at Walker Lake might be affected. The Haynes State Forest Management Plan designates the area as public recreation land. Alaska Department of Fish and Game lists Walker Lake as a sport fishing spot for grayling. Building a road to Walker Lake for the hydropower project could increase access and recreation opportunities if the road is made available to the public. Chris Carpinetti is a natural resource manager for Alaska Department of Natural Resources. He wouldn't speak on tape, but said that Southern Energy Incorporated will need to come up with a plan for managing access at Walker Lake, and the Haynes State Forester would have to approve it. According to Haynes State Forester Greg Palmieri, the Division of Forestry wants to provide as much public access as is reasonable while identifying areas of the hydro project that need to be restricted for safety. Palmieri also noted that he has been examining other options to expand recreational access to the north end of Walker Lake. In written comments on the easement, Southern Energy Incorporated President John Floreski said he is open to limited public access on the easement area for recreational users. The company envisions access limited to four-wheelers and foot traffic. So far, there has been relatively little pushback against the hydro project due to its small scale and location. Walker Lake and Walker Creek are not cataloged as anadromous bodies of water. However, Walker Lake drains into Salmon River, which is anadromous. In 2013, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, as well as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, approved the project's initial mitigation plans. The Haynes Code Review Commission met today in Assembly Chambers. The commission is in the process of reviewing the Minor Offenses section of Borough Code. They completed their review of Title VI concerning dogs today. The committee voted unanimously to submit their suggestions to the Assembly. Committee member Margaret Friedenauer says local dog owners shouldn't expect any radical changes.
You know, I think it's just easier to read the code, perhaps. If our recommendations are adopted, I think it'll be easier for people to understand what we've outlined as basically community guidelines, right? Like, I know it's code and I know it's codified, but a lot of times code is just the way that a community has decided it wants it to interact. And it wants to, you know, have daily life. So, yeah, we made a few changes that makes it easier to understand the code, and we used HARC's recommendations for a lot of those.
The code will more clearly state community expectations for dog behavior and any costs associated with dog ownership. The committee discussed local concern about free-roaming dogs. Haynes doesn't have a leash law on the books, but borough policy is to keep dogs from buildings. The policy is not enforced in certain buildings.
It's not like a minor offense or anything. It's not like a criminal act if you violate it's like any workplace that has policies, if you have a workplace policy.
The committee will recommend that the borough enforce that policy. The Code Review Commission will meet again next month. Managers of halibut in the Pacific Ocean are reporting another year of declining stocks in most areas of the coast. The International Pacific Halibut Commission oversees management of the fish along the coast from Alaska to California. The commission held its interim meeting Tuesday and Wednesday in Seattle and heard about the latest stock assessment of the valuable flatfish. IPHC scientists do annual survey fishing to come up with the stock assessment, along with information from commercial catches and other fisheries along the coast. Ian Stewart is a quantitative scientist with the commission.
We estimate that the stock went down until somewhere around 2010 from historical highs in the late 1990s. It increased slightly over the subsequent five-year period. And around 2015 or 2016, the stock leveled out and has been decreasing in spawning biomass slowly since that time period.
Spawning biomass is the estimated total weight of fish that are old enough to reproduce. The commission's annual survey showed that numbers of halibut coastwide dropped by 6% from the year before. The estimated weight of fish legal to catch in the commercial fishery dropped by 19% from the year before in Southeast Area 2C and 3% in 3A, the Central Gulf. The commission has been expanding its survey up and down the coast. New survey points were added in Southeast Alaska and British Columbia in 2018. Stewart told commissioners that there's a high probability that halibut stocks will continue to drop at the current level of fishing because of less productive years for the fish between 2006 and 2010.
That fishery is becoming increasingly focused on those low years between 2006 and 2010. And given the data that we have in hand right now, I think we can be pretty certain that those year classes between 2006 and 2010 are probably quite low, and those are going to have a strong effect on the projections over the next several years, both for what's available in terms of fishery yield, as well as what's going to be likely the trend in the spawning biomass over the next several years.
Total mortality of halibut in 2018 was estimated at nearly 39 million pounds. That includes fish killed in commercial, subsistence, and sport fisheries, along with bycatch in other fisheries. That number is down from the nearly 42 million pounds caught in 2017. The commercial catch in 2018 coastwide was around 23.5 million pounds, the lowest catch in the past decade. Decisions on the coastwide catch limit and limits for different regulatory areas will be made during the IPHC's annual meeting at the end of January in Victoria, British Columbia. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.